This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in 2016. We're talking about Amplitech Group, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMPG. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have the CEO of the company, Fawad Maqbool. Fawad, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's been years since the last time you've been on the show. So if you would, for all my new listeners, give a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do. And then I want to get into the Q&A.
Well, sure. We're a high-tech company, and what we do is make very, very high-tech or high-end components for communication systems. Communications meaning anything that has to do with wireless communication, satellite communication, radar systems, wherever you have transmit and receive systems, there's something called an amplifier. And you really couldn't communicate or do anything without amplifiers, so we make a core component which is in demand now with many, many rapidly emerging technologies right now.
You know, I was looking at your 10Q. One of the reasons why I wanted you to come back on the show, what a great third quarter you had. You did $708,000 in revenue compared to $530,000 this time last year. How did you get there?
Well, we did a lot of R&D and new development, and we've been working with larger customers. And these larger customers are coming to us because they have a need for performance. The customers work in all kinds of internet connectivity applications, either it's wireless or airline Wi-Fi or satellite communications. You see everybody is putting up satellites now. They're trying to get what we call now a Skynet or an internet in the sky. So it's SpaceX, OneWeb, all those people, they're putting up thousands of satellites in there so that they can eventually have communications directly from satellites rather than have ground networks. So even the airline Wi-Fi, everybody knows that it's terrible right now. The performance is awful, and you really can't get that experience that you do normally when you're at home at the with the high-speed streaming and internet. So our products enable that, and we're working with these larger customers to make that a reality and put it in every airline there is, along with all the terrestrial networks.
I was reading your 10Q the other day, and you have your hands in a lot of different industries. That being said, what markets do you serve?
Well, we're a high-tech company, and we serve the wireless, SATCOM, commercial, military markets for all types of communication systems. We make core components for receivers, radars, airborne avionics, drones, satellites, cellular base stations for 4G, 5G networks, airline Wi-Fi, and even cryogenic quantum supercomputers and quantum analytics research. I mean, the Watson computer, you've heard of that?
I have, yes. IBM.
Right, exactly. And they approached us for developing a specific type of amplifier that's used in quantum computing. And these amplifiers are very, very special, low current, low power dissipation, and very, very low noise used at cryogenic temperatures. This is what enables the next generation of supercomputers that are going to be handling the big data problem that we have these days. So we're on the ground floor of that, and we're developing the next generation of those. A lot of the customers like IBM are vying for quantum supremacy. That's what it's called right now. They want to be the first ones to introduce a 100-qubit computer. And it's sort of analogous to the time when we had the PC revolution. Computers and cloud systems will be able to handle billions and billions and billions of operations per millisecond. So also our main products are these super low noise amplifiers, but they're essential to enable the high speed data, long range connectivity and signal clarity. The amplifiers are very, very, well, I have to say they're a core component.
Well, let me ask you this, Fawad, already in the 9 months pro forma, you guys did $2 million. That being said, your customer, you don't have one customer, you have many customers. Walk us through that database a little bit, if you would.
Well, they consist of many of the Fortune 500 OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers. like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, IBM, Northrop Grumman, L3Harris, OneWeb, CNN. There are many of those, all those high-profile names. And then also we have systems integrators, domestic and international government agencies, universities, and various research institutions. So they all, whenever there's a cutting-edge performance requirement, they all come to us for these types of amplifiers, and they're needed in these booming tech markets. Now, our plan is to also add Verizon, AT&T, Cisco, and others in the high-speed network markets to introduce our disruptive technology, which is going to be, you know, announced in the future. That's what we're working on right now so that we can enable all these other networks.
In 2017, you guys did 1.38 million. In 2018, you did 2.43 million. I mean, 2.4 million, just up $1 million in revenue on a pro forma basis. That being said, what is the growth plan here going in 2020?
Well, we plan to grow both organically with our own new product development and also inorganically through strategic acquisitions. We recently completed our first acquisition of Specialty Microwave. And it's a company that integrates products for the satellite communications industry. And we can integrate our products into those products and gain more customer base. And also, we're going to be sharing their resources. They have their own resources of machining and all these other things. So we're actually lowering our overhead and expanding our capabilities. And we'll be generating more revenue from building new products that we can design and develop and then manufacture in one house. So that increases our customer and potential growth base.
I'm glad you brought that up because September 12th, you guys put out a press release about an acquisition of SMW. Why them? Who are they?
Specialty Microwave is a company that's in business for about 39 years, and they serve all these other companies such as Globecom and Viacom and all these other companies where they build the boxes that are behind these antennas. You ever see these gigantic dishes and then these trucks that are transmitting for TV stations and all? Well, inside those are these boxes that actually are in racks, and they make all these types of different patch panels and boxes and controllers that control all this electronic equipment. So it's a specialty product, but the customer base is very, very large, and the products that they make and the capabilities they have, we can integrate into our components.
Yeah.
So the
absolutely.
Component level now, we will jump up the food chain and supply chain to get a bigger chunk of the market by using the specialty products and all their services too. So we really grow 1 + 1 = 3.
Got it. The sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Yes, absolutely.
Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview? It seems like you know, you're on a great trajectory. Your market cap's only about $3.5 million. Your stock's at 7 cents. What would you want to say to them?
This is probably the lowest we'll ever be. We have embarked on a path to grow the company quickly, and we are beefing up our resources. We've got increase in our technical team also. We're beefing up our engineering so that we can expand the product line. So we're really on the knee of a hockey puck type of growth. So I would say to our listeners that it's a good company. It's a good value company. It's in the right market. It's a high-tech company. And we're looking to have, you know, we already work with all these very large high-tech suppliers. So the growth is imminent.
Fawad Maqbool is my guest today. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you not take 3 years to come back on. Amplitech Group, Inc., that's the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Media. Take a look at them. In my personal opinion, I think they're grossly undervalued here to their peers, especially at a market cap of $3.5 million. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMPG. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days and give myself and my listeners an update on your company.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them. or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.